the top players and legends to the very best analysts around the world from wherever the beautiful game is played. This is BTP. Now, we're talking football.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Beyond the Pitch. I happen to have the pleasure of being with a guy that I got to look up to both literally and figuratively. His name is, you might know him, his name is Jolyon Lescott. How you doing, sir? How's everything?
Yeah, good, thank you.
First of all, from a club standpoint, congratulations on the Premier League. That story that you were telling, how did that happen, that you ended up finding out when you got off the plane that City won the...
Well, obviously, travel times mirrored the game, so we wasn't privy to watch the game and be a part of that. So when we landed... One passenger on the plane mentioned that, said congratulations. So when he did say that, I was still oblivious to what had actually happened. And then we found out, obviously turned our phones on and found out that we'd won the league. So great time for the club.
Great time for a club, as you mentioned, but also the evolution that you've seen. So, of course, some of the players that are currently on this team happen to be your teammates, you know, even before Pep Guardiola was around. Tell me how some of those have really evolved as players under Pep.
Yeah, I think the fact that they just got older and you have more experience, that was always going to be the case. You generally evolve as you get older and you've played more games. But with what Pep's done, I think we all kind of hoped and expected it to win. But the style and the manner that he's done it has been amazing. Obviously, last season didn't go as well as we hoped, but this year has been absolutely amazing. Throughout the season, we've dominated teams and performed at the highest quality and played some of the best football in Premier League era.
Did you expect it to happen, or was it something that as you saw Pep working, you started to say, yeah, you know what, this could be special?
Again, you kind of hoped it, and what he's done previous kind of, yeah, set the example of believing that this was going to be the case. But obviously knowing the Premier League is totally different to the rest of European leagues, it was always going to be difficult. But credit to Pep and all his staff, they kind of stuck to what they believed in, and this season it's coming to fruition, and they've dominated the competition.
Third league, third different manager. What have been the styles that you've seen, and how different have those three teams been compared to what you've seen throughout your experience?
I think it's a credit to all of them individually, because they've all adopted their own individual styles and got success. And I think that's what the club wants, is success. And I haven't done it in a negative fashion. I think each year we've won the title, it's been entertaining for the fans, and I've been lucky enough to be a part of two of them seasons.
Let's turn around and talk about you a little bit. You're here in Miami. I know you're kind of enjoying the weather here compared to what's going on up in Manchester and stuff. What's going on with you now professionally? What's going on with this aspect of your life now? How is that going on?
Yeah, great. Obviously a bit nerve-wracking when I finished playing end of last season, not knowing exactly what I was going to be doing. But the club have been great. I'm working closely with the younger generation, the lads that are on loan. I'm helping mentor and prepare them for a career in football, because it is difficult to kind of sustain the mental element of it throughout decades, as it takes, and dedicate essentially 90% of your life has to be dedicated to football, if you in order to reach your goals. So that's a side of it that people don't realise, and as if being young you wouldn't have be aware of certain situations. So I'm just trying to create knowledge and prepare them for a life in football.
You talked about how trying to figure stuff out post career. How was that moment? I mean, was it scary? Yeah. Was it something that you were preparing for, you know, seasons before?
Yeah, I prepared a little, but I was prepared to play one more season, so potentially this would have been my final year. So not being where I would want to be exactly was a little bit daunting. And the scariest thing for me was the routine. I'd been to school from the age of 5, been told where to be, what time to be there, left school, went straight into football, same thing, then eventually finished playing, and then all of a sudden I'm able to do what I want, go where I want. And so that was quite daunting.
That's scary.
That was a scary factor, and something I underestimated how important that structure was. So now I'm grateful that I'm very busy doing numerous things and enjoying every aspect of them.
That's great to hear, because seeing you the way you're carrying yourself now. What is it now that you're getting more involved in? Obviously representing Man City. Any other projects? Any other stuff that you're trying to do? Trying to obviously give a little bit more awareness to the younger players as far as what football is concerned, right?
Perfect. Perfect question, because I'm recently launching an app, May the 1st, on the ball, and it's an app that I've developed with some friends, and we've created a platform so young aspiring professionals can learn technical attributes and also what it takes behind the scenes to go through. There's a lot of extra training that needs to happen, so we created an app on the ball, and then it sets out training sessions roughly 40, 50 minutes long for the younger generations to go down the park and set up their own training sessions and develop themselves.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Jolyon. It's been a pleasure to have you on.